30 minutes before clearing Dwayne Grubb. He'd been accused of striking an inmate who was described as mentally retarded. Grubb's lawyer said the testimony of the government's only eyewitness contradicted that person's own testimony in other cases. The lawyer also asked the jury to question why only one person saw the abuse when other soldiers would have been in the area when the alleged attack occurred. Grubb is the third soldier from a Cincinnati-based military police company to be acquitted of abusing detainees at the facility in Bagram. Six soldiers from the company have been charged in an abuse investigation. Activists in the Philippines say it's time for American troops to leave. About 30 people marched through Manila today after a Filipino woman said she had been raped by six Marines. The activists calling for the agreement allowing joint exercises between Filipino and U.S. troops to be scrapped. The Marines have not yet been charged, though five are being kept from leaving the country. The chief of Homeland Security wants his agency to be, he says, a little more like UPS when it comes to responding to emergencies. Michael Chertoff says the government should be able to act like an air freight shipper to get supplies to people quickly. Chertoff told the National Gathering of Fire Chiefs today FEMA is working with both government and private sector experts to figure out how to manage the flow of both people and supplies in emergencies. Federal health officials say there's plenty of flu vaccine, even though clinics have been canceled throughout the country. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Julie Gerberding told a House committee that distribution is the problem. She says that falls to the private sector, not to the government. The Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt says after last year's flu vaccine shortage, some of the clinics around the country may not have ordered enough vaccine. The Washington, D.C. delegate in Congress, Eleanor Holmes Norton, said the inability to distribute a vaccine that is on hand does nothing to convince people that the government would actually be able to handle a bird flu pandemic if it broke out. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Finding my day. Cause I got a good feeling, and I don't feel no pain at all. Friday's my day.
Friday's my day.
My day of play.
Friday's my day.
Hey, truth seekers. Happy Friday evening. Welcome to the program. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. And thank you for tuning in. We have a lot of stuff to cover tonight. We have a guest coming up. I'll tell you about it in a few minutes, coming up about half past the hour. I spent a lot of time in front of the television again today, still trying to defeat this viral cold, and watched, flip back and forth between CNN and MSNBC, watch the protests, or if you prefer the word riot, going on in Argentina, which is there at the summit of the Americas. And what was intriguing to me was to listen to the commentary by folks at MSNBC and folks at CNN, who completely and totally missed the point, of course, of all of them. I don't care if it was Wolf Blitzer or the gang at MSNBC or Lou Dobbs or whomever, just totally missed the point of the protests. But anyway, it was weird to watch more street action against this criminal regime, no matter where this man goes. As I mentioned in my blog this morning at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy, it doesn't make any difference where this guy goes on Earth. He is seen as, and justifiably so, as a fresh tyrant, you know, someone, a 21st century fascist. You know, he refers to his first war of the 21st century, which is a joke, I don't mean a joke because people are dying. It's a horrible misstatement of the truth, is what it is. But Bush represents that first fascist. He's the 20th century saw fascists like Stalin and Hitler and Mussolini and Franco and Hirohito, and the list goes on, and each and every one of them eventually was defeated at tremendous cost in human life, in treasure, in the destruction of entire cities. But eventually those fascists of the 20th century were defeated and done away with. And the world recognizes, I think a lot of people in the United States recognize also that Bush is the first fascist who has any power to speak of the 21st century. So the protests that are lodged against this man, no matter where he goes, are first and foremost legitimate. Secondly, are brought about not because somebody wants to burn a McDonald's down, but because anything that symbolizes George W. Bush's fascism is a fair target to the protesters. But it's incredible for me to be propped up in bed with a cup of coffee and a laptop, looking at CNN or MSNBC, and checking in with some of the live feeds on the internet of the events occurring in the streets of the Argentinian city, whose name escapes me at this particular moment, but it doesn't matter. And to juxtaposition that with the little press conference Bush had today and the statements he was making as he had a joint conference with the president of Argentina His comments, I think, clearly indicate how out of touch this man is. And if you believe some of the internet blogs written by conservatives, the Republicans are telling him, George, it's all over. It's all over, dude. I want to play a couple of comments for you from today's, just a couple, from the Q&A session at the Summit of the Americas in Argentina today. In this first one, I'm watching now to see if Bush really does have a case of Coke jaw. And I think he does. But anyway, it was in full swing during today's mini-briefing in Argentina. And as you listen to Weak and Stupid sidestep these questions, remember his fake outrage in 2003 about demanding to know the leaker who put all Americans in danger? The leaker that now turns out to be Irving Libby, Dick Cheney, and Karl Rove. Only one has been indicted so far. But remember that. Then think about his very contradictory sad sack tone when Irving was indicted. Remember when Bush stood there with his chin down and trembling, talking about how sad he was that this fine American was in trouble? Sickening. Disgusting. Anyway, a reporter named Elizabeth asked the following question. Mr. President, are there discussions in the White House about whether or not Carl will remain in his job?
Elizabeth, the investigation on Carl, as you know, is not complete. And therefore, I will not comment about him and or the investigation. And again, I understand the anxiety and angst by the press corps to talk about this. On the other hand, it's a serious investigation, and we take it seriously.
Sure you
do. And we're cooperating to the extent that the special prosecutor wants us to cooperate.
And that's such a lie. That's such a lie, because the special prosecutor, Patrick Fitzgerald, stood there and said this could have been decided and handled in September 2004, but for the stonewalling and the lying of people in your administration, Weak and Stupid. So don't stand there and say you take it seriously and you're cooperating to the extent that the prosecutor wants you to cooperate. Either you or the prosecutor is lying. Gee, that's a hard call, isn't it? But additionally, all that nonsense about Bush wanting to get to the bottom of this, to find out the truth, just a bunch of crap. And by the way, who packed his Coke spoon? Where is it? Huh? How's come it's not there? There's a follow-up from Elizabeth. She says, the American people, though, are beginning to question your honesty. According to the polls, 58% question your honesty. And your approval rating is at an all-time low, primarily because, it seems, of this investigation. Oh, Elizabeth, please. They are wondering whether you can keep on track and whether to believe you, sir.
Well, I know I understand there's a preoccupation by polls by some. I think this is maybe the fourth or fifth consecutive semi-press conference that I've been asked about polls. The way you earn credibility with the American people is to set a clear agenda that everybody can understand, an agenda that relates to their lives, and get the job done.
But, Mr. Cokehead, what job is that? It'd be to destabilize the economy through your bankrupting the budget? Through corporate welfare and tax cuts for the wealthy that's bankrupting all of us? But get the job done, what, increase the size and debt to the federal government? Make us an international embarrassment by fictionalizing evidence against a sovereign nation? It'd create global enemies and breed terrorists? Incite a needless bloody holy war for oil? Is that the job, sir? Is that the job? Allow criminals and your staff to put all Americans at risk by compromising our own intelligence agencies? And your tacky little act of revenge against one of your critics? This is maybe the fourth or fifth consecutive semi-press conference! Then I've been asked about polls, you said. Okay. What job? To force thousands of American jobs overseas, send our troops to kill, torture, be killed, maim? In your name, Weak and Stupid? Abandon children? Cut social programs? Health care? Forget the veterans? Starve the poor? To hell with the Katrina victims? Boil the middle class?
decimate the labor unions, screw everything and everybody but your uber-rich supporters? Is that the job, sir, you giggling killer? Oh, yeah, but they hate us because we eat Big Macs and go to McDonald's and own our own homes. Right? This man defines corruption and ignorance, and that's one hell of a combination.
Like a hood, got us in a world of trouble. Put him in a straitjacket, there's no doubt. Let the psychiatrists figure him out. Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout. We'll all feel better in the morning.
I'm plenty capable of conducting foreign policy for the United States in a way that reflects positively on my nation.
Yes, in executions unsurpassed, surplus gone so fast, divided not united. What's he want to do now? What's he going to try? Does he really think Armageddon is nigh? Does he care if children die? La 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 la. Put him in a straitjacket, there's no doubt. Let the psychiatrist figure him out. Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout. We'll all feel better in the morning.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News.
A little black dress is always in style. Except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and
skin. Air America Radio News on
black. Don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Selsun Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina.
You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause?
But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see
Air America Radio News.
Lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you
need. Air America Radio.
GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 22 past the hour. And again, we mentioned this last night, I think last night. If you live in the Athens, Georgia area, I'll be giving a little chat, a talk with at the University of Georgia Student Learning Center tomorrow, 4 p.m. Sponsored by the Stonewall Democrats of the University of Georgia, and they invite anyone and everyone to attend, 4 o'clock tomorrow, University of Georgia Student Learning Center. And our guest tonight, joining us in a few minutes, will be Steve Lomax. He is the president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1996 here in Atlanta to discuss the Wake Up Walmart campaign and that new documentary you've heard about on Walmart, titled Walmart, the High Cost of Low Prices. We're going to talk with him for a couple of minutes. There's several screenings of that movie here in the Atlanta area, and we'll be talking about that also. All right? The phone number, if you would like to check in tonight, 866-303-2270. As you know, on the 2nd of November, which was Wednesday, WorldCan'tWait.org had an action that spread through, I don't know how many high schools and businesses. People turned out in, according to what I have here, in over 60 cities, hundreds of high schools, 40 college campuses. The explicit goal was to initiate the Drive Out the Bush Regime campaign. In Los Angeles, Sarah Escudero, who's a ninth grader at Reseda High School, was facing expulsion for you're out of here, for organizing students to express themselves on November 2nd as part of that World Can't Wait demonstration. She was cleared this morning of the charges against her. She'll be allowed to return to school without retribution. The decision was made by the school principal. It came after hundreds of people from around the country called the principal and the Los Angeles United School District to protest this. And TV crews showed up, apparently, at Reseda High School this morning. And reports continue to come in to the WorldCan'tWait.org website about what happened at high schools over L.A. County and around the country, especially about moves taken by school administrators to stop the November 2nd walkouts. You know, I think about what's going on in Dover, Pennsylvania, not in Dover, I believe it's going on in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, right up the road from Dover, but the Dover school district decided to teach children phony religious mythology in place of scientific evolution. And parents went to court to stop it. The trial has been going on. I don't know if the jury is deliberating, but I think about that, and I think about what's happening with the kids who are protesting this corrupt, murderous Bush regime, walking out of school, then being denied reentry. There are reports of arrests and roughing up of students at some of the high schools. Some of the schools placed under lockdown. According to this, one student who was pepper sprayed by police for handing out leaflets at his high school has been put under house arrest with an ankle bracelet. No, I don't know his name or the school. Sorry. And according to this, several schools violated Los Angeles School District policy by locking students in school on November 2nd, completely contradicting the policy stated in a memo issued back in October by the chief operating officer of the L.A. United School District concerning the possibility of the school walkout on November 2nd. The memo states as one of the steps that should be followed if students attempt to leave the campus, it states categorically, do not attempt to prevent students from leaving the campus. They can check it out, worldcantwait.org. Ninth graders being tossed out of school for exercising a clear First Amendment right. And simply because you're in high school or you're under the age of 18, well, you know, what is that? Does that mean you don't have any rights? Oh, come on, please. How many times does that have to be ruled on? You don't become a non-citizen unprotected by the United States Constitution because you're in high school or middle school, right? Although I'm sure there are a lot of school administrators and parents who would like that to be the case. And of course, religious leaders. Jesus. All right, we have a lot of ground to cover tonight. We have a break coming here in just a few seconds. So we are going to take the break. When we come back, we'll be talking with our guest, Steve Lomax, about organized labor's actions planned against or involving, I shouldn't say against because it's not, involving Walmart and the employees of Walmart. And the film that you've heard so much about. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
So your kid's smoking pot, and now you're afraid to say something because they might push you away. Maybe this will help you out.
Ah! I hate you!
You went through my room?
It's just a little pot. You're grounding me?
It's just a little pot!
Get used to it. When your kid's trying pot, you have to say something, no matter how they might react. Because to help them with their problem, first you have to get over yours. Action. The anti-drug.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800, sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.GoToMeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Must have a code that you can live by.
Literacy in math. The ability to read and write.
Because the past is just a goodbye. Teach the children well.
Welcome back. It's about 26 before the hour. Steve Lomax began his career in the grocery business as a bagger with the Big Star stores. They're now Colonial stores in 1970. And in 1973, he went to work with the Kroger Company, where full-time work was available. And just kind of worked his way up through all of this. He is now the president of the United Food and Commercial Workers, Local 1996, here in Atlanta. And he joins us by telephone now to discuss the Wake Up Walmart campaign and the new documentary, Walmart, the High Cost and Low Prices. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Pretty good, Mike. How about you?
I'm still dealing with this lousy cold that's going around. A little bit about your background. I was pretty sketchy there. You began your career in the grocery business as a bagger. I began my career in radio working at McDonald's way back at the dawn of creation, the creation of McDonald's anyway. What made you not take the trail into management but rather into labor?
Well, that's a good question. Basically, I would have probably stayed with Kroger, but at the time, they weren't expanding fast enough, and I was wanting a day job, and this opportunity came. I had two or three other reps that I had known with the union at that time, and they had recommended me to the then president, Bill Jenkins, and he called me in for an interview and hired me, and they got me off of the night crew and got me into a day job, and representing people.
Well, you talk about the road not taken, or the road taken in this case. I might mention for our listeners that Steve is also vice president of the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union. He's the chairman of the Union and Employers Legal Assistance Fund, a trustee for the Union and Employers Pension Fund, on and on, treasurer for the Georgia Labor Management Conference, past vice president of the Georgia AFL-CIO, and a member of the Georgia State University Labor Studies Advisory Board. And you still find time to organize, I would imagine. Is that right?
I'm sorry?
You still find time to organize.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In addition to everything else. Tell us a bit about, there's a couple things I want to ask you. First of all, the conference that was held in St. Louis, I think last month, within the past month or two, the breakaway from the AFL-CIO by three unions, I believe, who represent quite a few workers who've decided, my take on it, they've decided that the AFL-CIO as an umbrella organization has not been fighting hard enough for workers and workers' rights. How do you see that split in the so-called, in the union movement?
Well, it was actually on the 27th of September, and it was the founding convention of the Change to Win Federation. And basically, the differences between the two organizations is the AFL has wanted to spend all of the money towards politics and getting people elected. Change to Win Federation has taken a different stand, and that's basically because of what we have seen in the last few years and the decline of membership. We feel like that by growing the membership, putting the money towards organizing new members and growing our base, that the politicians will come to us when we get our base up, and we won't need that capital, and we can do what's right and spend it to organize people and to better their lives. And
well, that makes sense. And that's how the union movement always, in its so-called heyday and its strong organizing periods, they didn't too much give a damn about the politicians. The politicians would come to them. I can remember, Steve, back in the 50s in Toledo, Ohio, growing up in a UAW city. The politicians came around to the unions, not the other way. They would come around and on Labor Day, on 4th of July, there'd always be a basket for the workers from at the local anyway, from politicians saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Man, things changed.
Yeah. Well, as the problem is that the politicians of late anyway. You know, are glad to take our money and will come ask, but at the time that we need their support, they often tuck tail and run or make out like they don't know us.
Tell us about the Wake Up Walmart campaign that organized labor has initiated.
Well, the Wake Up Walmart campaign, we pretty much, I guess, have three three goals outlined. We want to first raise public awareness to let the American people know that the true facts about Walmart, and that Walmart has failed to do the right thing for its workers, their families, community, and the nation. We believe that Americans deserve to know how Walmart has failed America again and again. And secondly, we want to build, and we are in the process, we've got the largest grassroots campaign in history, from one corner of the nation to the other in every community, to change a corporation by becoming active members in the Wake Up Walmart movement. And third, we want to take action and build public pressure to change Walmart into a more responsible company that reflects the best of American values and chooses to do the right thing every day.
A couple of things that were real eye-openers for me. The first one, of course, I've known for quite some time, and it's especially true here in Georgia, here in the South, I should say, how many people who work for Walmart who have to also accept public assistance, whether it is Medicaid or here in Georgia, the Peach Care for kids, the state, the Medicaid program for kids in Georgia because their parents, both of whom may work for Walmart, but there are no benefits and not enough money to buy private health insurance. So these kids, children of Walmart employees, are in public assistance. And also how many Walmart employees also receive other forms of public assistance just to make ends meet. And as you point out, it's an outrage. This is the largest corporation, I believe, in the history of the human race.
Well, that's exactly right. And they, time and time again, they are so blatant that they will, as an orientation to all their employees, tell them about the free state services they have. At Local 1996, UFCW Local 1996 last year, got Stephanie Benfield to help us sponsor a bill to, it's House Bill 548, to make it public and make whoever is, goes in and fills out requesting Peach Care that they state who their employer is, so that we can this can be publicized and the taxpayers of Georgia just know exactly how much they're contributing to the success of Walmart.
And it's a shame that I do believe this. It's a shame that companies traditionally and provide health care. This it shouldn't be a company providing health care. We should have a public health care system in this country, not unlike other civilized nations. There should be a single payer health care plan where people can get quality medical care, don't have to deal with these finks who run these corporations, and just get it in the civilized way. So that opens up a whole area of problems and questions, Steve. You know, one of the things I found interesting about Walmart was to find out that Hillary Clinton had been on the board of directors of Walmart for 6 years.
That's right.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, she is not now, and I wonder sometimes if she uses her office as a senator to apply pressure to these people. I mean, as long as we're going to have a business community or a system in this country where most people get their health insurance from their employer, then I think it's incumbent upon some of these senators, especially the Democratic senators, to make that system work.
Well, it is, and it hopefully by raising the awareness throughout the nation of Walmart and what they are guilty of, because I really don't think the Clintons are aware of the blatant problems that Walmart has within the company.
Well, if you and I are aware of it, Steve, I'm going to respectfully disagree with you there. If you and I are aware of it, and the man who made this film are aware of it, I don't think any politician can claim ignorance where it concerns the policies, especially of the largest corporation in America. Tell the listeners a little bit about the screening that's coming up of the movie Walmart, The High Cost of Low Prices.
This movie is, of course, by Robert Greenwald, is going to be screened through different avenues throughout the country in the month of November and December. Here here in Atlanta.
Hey, hold that thought right there, Steve, because I got to take a quick break. Then we'll come back. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but just hold on a second. Let us take a break. We'll come right back. We're talking with Steve Lomax, president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1996 here in Atlanta. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Brothers and our sisters, many far off lands, there is power.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans, our factories in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I have never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Oreck vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit oreck.com/relief. Thank you.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsin Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03 and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour, we're talking with Steve Lomax. He's the president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1996 here in Atlanta. We're talking about the Wake Up Walmart campaign and the new documentary film, Walmart, The High Cost of Low Prices. Now, we were just talking about the screening of this movie around the country, various organizations. Why do it this way? Why send it out to, and I understand you can download it, people can get this thing and show it. It's an incredible campaign, but why do it this way, Steve?
Well, for one reason, corporate America is not going to let a movie out like this. Or at least Walmart will keep it. None of the big movie houses. It's pretty controversial film because of the truth that it's telling on Walmart, and it's something that they're going to try to suppress.
Okay, so in a kind of a reactive way, the way people have responded, I'm intrigued that the filmmaker or the production company allows it to be distributed like this. Doesn't this mean that so many people will see this film without reimbursing the filmmaker?
Well, it probably will. We're paying for the copies that we're getting,
mm-hmm.
and it's being funded a lot through our union, and it's being funded through a lot of the sponsors that are screening it.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout these different areas.
Have you seen it yet, you personally?
I have seen a rough cut
mm-hmm.
Version of it. I've seen it before it was edited,
mm-hmm.
Back in September when I was at that convention I was talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm. I understand that somebody, allegedly an independent filmmaker, has put together a response to this that is, I forget the title of it, but... that Walmart is not really the terrible corporation that this film makes it out to be, or that union members claim it is. I'd like to see that one after I see the high cost of low prices. What are the plans? What are union plans where it concerns organizing Walmart? Walmart has a reputation, as you know a lot better than I do, of being real union busters. Before organizers get in the front door, the National Labor Relations Board usually sides with in their decisions with Walmart in these attempts to stop the organization of workers. And, of course, I think most people who follow this understand the tactics that Walmart uses against their employees for the purpose of preventing organizers from coming in. How are you going to get around that? What are you going to do?
Well, we're going to establish a Walmart workers website. And start communicating and helping those workers with the different problems that they're having to build that coalition. And by a lot of these things, putting the building the public pressure on Walmart to try to get them to do the right and change their behavior and do the right thing.
You know, I'm reminded of the history of the union movement where heads were busted. Certain at the time, as far as I'm concerned, fascist corporate people like Henry Ford, who, and I don't use that term lightly, Henry Ford, who believed the Nazis had a couple of good points. The techniques and the tactics used by the corporate heads years and years and years ago. To beat the hell out of people, to hire their own private armies, more or less, or private cops who would show up with sticks and staves and clubs and in many instances with guns.
Well, you know, that's right, and some of those tactics still take place today with Walmart. I mean, we every time there is a hint or just a smell of a union organizer or the fact that somebody says the word union in one of their stores, the folks at Bentonville climb on the corporate jet. They load up a corporate jet full of attorneys, send them to that store and just browbeat those folks to no end in the store. The tactics that they use are just, they go back to the 30s. I mean, while they're not yet at that stage of where they're going in and beating up people, they're putting so much psychological pressure on them. It's just unreal.
Given the mess the economy's in right now, and I these numbers, like this week, the Labor Department said unemployment's down to 5.0%, and yada yada yada. But given the real mess the economy is in, and given the fact that Walmart is the number one retailer in certainly in the United States, possibly in the world now, what do you see as prediction for retail sales this holiday season?
Well, I would predict that Walmart's going to have a tough time. Ever since Lee Scott has became president, the stock price has continued to drop. I think that with the gasoline prices as they are, people, especially poor people, are going to have to make a choice. You know, whether they shop or whether they buy gas. I think that's going to have a lot of impact on Walmart.
It's weird where things have gotten to. It's just unbelievable. Tell us where the screening that the United Food and Commercial Workers is sponsoring, where that screening is going to be and when.
Well, in Atlanta, it's going to be at the Rialto Theater. But folks all over the country can go into the wakeupwalmart.com and get a list of the screenings in their particular neighborhood.
Wakeupwalmart.com.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Walmartthemovie.com.
All right. That sounds good. All right, Steve, listen, it's good to talk to you. I'm going to try to make it to the Rialto screening here in Atlanta. I appreciate you coming on the program tonight. Take care.
I appreciate you having me, Mike. Thank
all right, sir. Take care. Quick break here. We'll be back. Do stay with us, Truth Seekers. Your phone calls when we come back and all sorts of madness. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere. And they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere. And people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Texas's Chief Justice says his decision stands. The appointment of a Democrat to preside over Republican Congressman Tom DeLay's campaign finance trial. That is despite the prosecutor's objections to the Chief Justice's political connections. Chief Justice Wallace Jefferson yesterday named a semi-retired judge from San Antonio to preside over the former House Republican leader's money laundering and conspiracy trial. Tom DeLay is accused of illegally funneling corporate contributions to Republican candidates for the state legislature in Texas. DeLay says he's not guilty. The judge who was originally assigned to the case was removed back on Tuesday because of contributions to Democrats. Then the administrative judge, who was supposed to choose the new judge for the case, withdrew because of his contributions to Republican candidates. Dick Cheney usually doesn't talk much during the weekly private meetings of Republican senators, but reportedly Cheney made an exception this week. Some participants say Cheney lobbied them to let the CIA be exempt from the proposed ban on torturing terror suspects in U.S. custody. They say Cheney told them the U.S. does not engage in torture, but the exemption's needed in case George Bush deemed it necessary to prevent a terror attack. Officials say Cheney's comments drew support from at least one of the lawmakers, Alabama's Jeff Sessions. Arizona's John McCain, though, disagreed. McCain was tortured in Vietnam and is the chief sponsor of the anti-torture bill. The White House had at first tried to kill any anti-torture legislation, then they switched to lobbying for these exemptions. A Cheney spokesman said they would not comment on a private meeting. A gay rights group in Oregon says it will appeal a judge's ruling upholding the state's gay marriage ban. The judge turned aside arguments that the amendment passed last year made too many changes at once to the state constitution. A gay rights group, Basic Rights Oregon, says the change essentially amounted to revising the charter instead of just amending it. A group that led the effort to pass the ban says the judge's decision is a win for voters. They say overturning it would have taken away citizens' rights to amend the Constitution. Oregon is one of 18 states with similar constitutional bans on gay marriage. In Argentina, protesters at the Summit of the Americas clashed with police and set fire to a bank in a seaside resort town. The violence occurred outside the summit compound as the leaders were attending the opening ceremonies. More than 1,000 protesters threw rocks and bottles. Several fires were set. Police responded with tear gas in an attempt to clear the area. The president of Venezuela is at the Summit of the Americas, and he was urging protesters to help him defeat plans to create a free trade zone. Hugo Chavez claims free trade is being forced on Latin American countries. This is Air America Radio News.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Regarding our conversation with Steve Lomax in the New York Times on Monday, I believe, article about the Labor Department, Bush Labor Department, rebuked over its agreement with Walmart. The article says the Labor Department's Inspector General strongly criticized Labor Department officials for what are called serious breakdowns in procedures involving an agreement promising Walmart stores 15 days notice before labor investigators would ever come back in again to inspect the stores for child labor violations. Huh? How about this? See, this is called fascism, or corporatism, as Mussolini called it. The report by the Inspector General faulted Labor Department officials. Now, remember what the Labor Department is in the Bush crime family. What's her name? Elaine Chao, who is the wife of Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, runs the Labor Department, and her function is to destroy organized labor in this country, utterly destroy it. The report by the Inspector General faulted Labor Department officials for making what's called significant concessions to Walmart without getting anything in return. The report criticized Labor Department officials for letting Walmart lawyers write the settlement in this case, and for leaving the Labor Department's own legal division out of the settlement process. They had to settle. They settled with a $135,000 fine, one of these no-fault fines, where Walmart says, okay, you caught us, but we're going to deny we did anything. We'll pay the fine. We're going to deny we did anything. The Labor Department had found 85 child labor violations at Walmart stores in Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Arkansas involving kids who operated dangerous machinery, including cardboard balers and chainsaws. Now, responding to its own inspector general, the sluggish Bush Labor Department said it, quote, strongly disagrees with the report's overall characterization of the Walmart child labor settlement agreement, end quote. The Labor Department, under Elaine Chao, under George Bush, under Dick Cheney, doesn't like the fact that Walmart had to pay. You know what a $135,000 fine is to a company that grosses $280 billion? Do you know what it's invisible. It's nothing. It's like the dot at the end of the sentence. It doesn't mean anything. Jesus. Representative George Miller, who's the California Democrat who asked the Inspector General to investigate the settlement, said the report showed that the Bush administration was seeking to do favors for a powerful friend and a major Republican contributor, Walmart. Miller said the Bush Labor Department chose to do an unprecedented favor for Walmart despite the fact it is well known for violating labor laws, including child labor laws. Miller said the sweetheart deal puts Walmart employees at risk, undermines government effectiveness, and further undermines public confidence that the government is acting on its behalf. Well, yes, Congressman Miller, you're absolutely right. But the Bush government, the Bush crime family, never has, never will, and never even planned on acting on behalf of the American public.
My favorite Walmart atrocity is the lock-in story.
Oh, yeah.
Where they would lock their employees in after hours and make them restock and things off the clock without any benefits. And the truckers just love them, you know.
Yeah. It just never stops. It never, ever stops. Never, ever, ever stops. The illegal activities, the un-American, the anti-labor, anti-worker, anti-family, anti-middle-class activities of the Bush crime family, no matter what agency's involved. Jesus, they've got to go. Now, how about this? This is reported in, of all places, USA Today. It's coming out now that federal employees who work for FEMA use their FEMA credit cards. Immediately after Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, to buy stuff like audio mixers, wireless microphones, speakers, amplifiers, guitars. That was just at the Guitar Center store here in Atlanta. $17,000 worth of stuff. The purchase was part of a $12 million credit card shopping spree by FEMA in the immediate rush after the hurricane. Now, the Bush crime family has a teeny little challenge. Where is the stuff? Who bought it? What's it for? You know, somebody's asking about it. You know, the Bush crime family. Well, we can't respond. That's under investigation. Government credit card purchases has grown from $1 billion a decade ago to $17 billion this year. And USA Today says with that growth has come increased risk of fraud and abuse. Well, duh. The GAO, along with the inspectors general of the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security, are combing through the credit card purchases to make sure the government's money was spent properly. A GAO audit last year found that FEMA credit cards made numerous purchases for personal items like jewelry, designer leather goods, clothing, stereo equipment, food, and entertainment. Nearly three of every $4 in government credit card purchases was spent outside Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, the states hardest hit by the storm, according to a list provided by FEMA. And much of it was retail purchases from, here's a surprise, Walmart, Lowe's, and Best Buy. Jesus. It just never stops. It never stops. They talk about fraud, waste, and abuse in the federal government. I guess that qualifies, right? Huh? Now, one more thing. The other day I was watching television, and I was watching the hearings. This guy, J. Stephen Griles, yeah, I know, nobody. I don't know who he is either. But it turns out he worked in the Bush crime family. He was a former deputy Interior Department secretary. He worked under Gail Norton. Somebody who, Gail Norton was a lobbyist for the lead industry before she was selected to be the head of the Department of Interior. Another one of the department heads whose sole purpose is to destroy the very thing that they are supposed to protect and look after. In this case, it's the interior of the United States, right? Now, there have been hearings going on into the activities of Jack Abramoff. And now those hearings, and it's conducted by the what's the committee? It's the Indian Affairs Committee that is chaired by McCain and Byron Dorgan, a Republican and Democrat. So I think it was Wednesday. Was it Wednesday, Kathy? I was watching this hearings, and they had this guy Stephen Griles on. Boy, is this son of a bitch guilty of everything they ever accused him of. I've never seen anything like it. If you happen to have been watching C-SPAN on Wednesday, oh, my God. But this has to do with the Jack Abramoff, Ralph Reed, Tom DeLay, this humongous investigation that's going on. Abramoff is going to go to prison. So is DeLay. Griles, probably. So many of these people. There's another one. What's his name? Scanlon, who works for Tom DeLay. But anyway, let me get to the point here. The hearings now are looking into the activities of Abramoff and his efforts to pressure Gail Norton and other senior Interior Department officials on behalf of Indian tribes with gambling interests. Now, what they ran here was a massive scam. They just beat these poor Indian tribes out of tens of millions, millions and millions of dollars, telling these so-called Indian tribes, these Native American tribes, hey, we know you guys want to run casinos, but you know what? There's a lot of activity to stop it, and other Indian tribes are trying to do it. So you pay us tons of money, and we're going to take care of you. Now, what did the money go for? Well, we're beginning to see the tip of that iceberg. It went to Tom DeLay. It was laundered and went to Tom DeLay so that he could buy congressional seats in Texas and around the country for Republicans who are just as corrupt as him. But there's more to the story than that. Stick around.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C, Advanced Protection, Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection, Ester C, and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. So the chairman of the Senate panel, John McCain, Republican of Arizona, held a hearing on this part of the investigation 2 days ago on Wednesday. And they're looking at Abramoff and Michael Scanlon. There are two Senate committees that are looking into this bastard, Abramoff, and... two Senate committees. What else? Well, there's I don't have it in front of me. Anyway, trust me, a lot of people are looking into this. McCain has focused on whether Abramoff and his partner in crime, this guy Michael Scanlon. Now, Scanlon is Tom DeLay's former press secretary in the House. Okay. McCain is looking at whether Abramoff and Scanlon defrauded Indian tribes that paid them more than $80 million in lobbying fees. Now, the point I'm trying to get here, that's the larger story, a little tiny part of the story. And if you're a right-wing Christian fundamentalist freak, the type that I turn my stomach, you got to hear this. You got to hear this. I want you to consider one memo highlighted in this hearing Wednesday that Scanlon, former aide to Tom DeLay, sent to the Coushatta tribe of Louisiana to describe his, Scanlon's, strategy for protecting the tribe's gambling business. Now, in plain terms, Scanlon confessed the source code of recent Republican electoral victories. Here it is. Target religious conservatives, distract everyone else, and then push through these complex initiatives. Salon.com reports this, as well as the New York Times. Now, here's what Scanlon wrote in a memo, which was read into the public record at a hearing of the Senate Indian Affairs Committee on Wednesday. Quote, "The wackos get their information through the Christian right, Christian radio, mail, the Internet, and telephone trees. Simply put, we want to bring out the wackos to vote against something and make sure the rest of the public lets the whole thing slip." Excuse me, slip past them. End quote. The religious wackos, the people who get their information from Christian radio, the Christian right, that would include Limbaugh, that would include Hannity. Now, the brilliance of the strategy was twofold. Not only would most voters not know about an initiative to protect Coushatta gambling revenues, but religious wackos could be tricked into supporting gambling even as they thought they were opposing it. This is what Abramoff and Scanlon and Tom DeLay and the rest of these right-wing bastards do. And I just wonder how much longer you poor, miserable, miserable Christian evangelicals are going to allow yourself to just be jerked around left and right, up and down by these people. Now, another lesson, according to Salon.com, another lesson from the Abraham Scanlon School. Pad your numbers. Pad your public numbers. Way back in October 2001, the lobbying team of Abraham and Scanlon, Abramoff and Scanlon decided to inflate the amount they were billing Indian tribes so Mr. Abramoff could make it into a top 10 ranking of Native American lobbyists. They planned to tell the Coushatta tribe that $1 million was needed for a public affairs strategy. See, these guys wanted to paint themselves on K Street, the lobbying alley in Washington, D.C., as big-time players. Hey, we're big-time players. So they wanted to get this top 10 ranking of Native American lobbyists, among other things. These people are such criminals. Okay, by apparently falsifying an invoice from Abramoff's law firm, they then would reroute the money to a charity Abramoff had founded, which was paying to build a school for his children and to give sniper training courses in Israel. Sniper training courses in Israel. This is what the Coushatta tribe in Louisiana paid millions of dollars for. So the Abramoff, all these connections to Israel. Isn't it just amazing? Now, according to Salon.com, this whole thing worked like a dream, mainly because nobody knew what was happening. Not the tribe, not the law firm, and certainly not the readers of any top 10 ranking. Now, involved in all this was Ralph Reed, the pissant, former Christian coalition head who's running for lieutenant governor here in Georgia. Who's running for lieutenant governor here in Georgia, who is a corrupt, if he met Christ, he'd spit in his face, Reed would. He stomps on Jesus. He blasphemes him. He uses him to go after what DeLay and Scanlon and Abramoff referred to as the wackos. The wackos. The people who get their information through the Christian right, Christian radio, Christian mail, Christian internet sites, and Christian telephone trees. Now, if there are any so-called Christian evangelicals listening, what does it take to wake you people up? Don't you understand yet how these people just jerk you around like a 25-cent prostitute? Don't you get it yet?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
888-484-6270.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Mom. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine-of-the-month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour, so I get an email here from KL who says, Mike, you're being unfair. Abramoff has actually done something amazing. As you may know, but it is rarely if ever mentioned, Abramoff funneled off some of these funds he stole from the Native Americans to fund and arm Israeli settlers, quote, quote. Those wonderful people celebrating Rabin's murder right now. This is remarkable. I have never seen this done. Abramoff has managed to totally blank over, F over, two distinct Native populations worlds away. Yeah, so the Palestinians, Native Americans, shot in the eye by this gang. This is the last thing. This is all posted to the U.S. Senate website. You can go to indian.senate.gov and look around. You'll find it. On one of the pages of the document that they put together in investigating this Abramoff, listen to this. This is a memo from Scanlon, Tom DeLay's press aide, press person. He writes, quote, we plan to use three forms of communications to mobilize and win these battles, phones, mail, and Christian radio. We believe that if you're on television, you are generally losing battles like this. Our mission is to get significantly selected groups of individuals to the polls to speak out against something. To that end, your money is best spent finding them and communicating with them on using the models or the modes they are most likely to respond to. Simply put, we want to bring out the wackos to vote against something and make sure the rest of the public lets the whole thing slip past them. The wackos get their information from the Christian right, Christian radio, Christian mail, the internet, and telephone trees. We will communicate with our targeted voters three times using mail with Christian alert mail pieces. On Christian radio, most likely, we will need to create a broad buzz among our supporters, and a quick way to do this is by advertising on Christian radio. We will produce and air at least two radio ads that give biblical reasons why Pinnacle should be blocked and the tracks shut down. Pinnacle is a corporation that owned gambling interests in racetracks. These spots will run at the appropriate time and exclusively on Christian radio. Okay, now, so there it is. How do the Republicans win their little electoral victories? They target religious conservative, Christian, only Christian. You don't hear them talking about Jews or Muslims or Buddhists. They're talking about Christians because Christians are so easily manipulated. So they target Christian conservatives, they distract all the rest of us, and then they get these complex initiatives passed. So here's the question. Do so-called Christian conservatives know that the Bush crime family thinks they are wackos? God. I had to share that with you because this whole Abramoff thing is going on and it's incredibly interesting. It's just unbelievable, but it's going on off stage. What center stage? The Alito and Irving Libby and Cheney and murder and torture and riots in Argentina, you know, death in Iraq. But off stage, Jack Abramoff, Michael Scanlon, Tom DeLay, J. Stephen Griles, Gail Norton, the Secretary of the Interior. There is stuff going on here, truth seekers, that is just beyond crime. These people literally use their positions to milk any group they can milk. Give me the money. Give me millions and millions and millions of dollars. Whether it's FEMA credit cards or Halliburton or Tamiflu or Gilead Pharmaceuticals or Indians who want gambling permits and don't want any competition. It doesn't make any difference what it is. Have you seen a gang of rapacious bandits like the Bush crime family? And the biggest suckers in all this, you poor bastards, I really feel sorry for you. And I mean this. of these poor, miserable, sniveling so-called Christian conservatives who are terrified of their own shadows, terrified of science, terrified of progress, terrified of women, terrified of each other. And because you're all a bunch of cowards, spineless cowards, you are so easily manipulated, whether it is by Bush, Abramoff, Limbaugh, Hannity, DeLay, Frist, just on and on and on. Millions of you who are like sheep, and these people are like border collies, and they just bark at your ass, and you all run this way, and then this one barks over here, and then millions of you run the other way. Then they bark over here, and you run back that way. And then they bark over here, and you run back that way. Oh, my God. How do you peep? And you all look at me, oh, I'm a Christian. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to heaven. What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to go vote against this gambling thing? Okay, I'm against gambling because, hell, it's sinful. Well, I know about William Bennett, but I'm against it because it's sinful. Not knowing that you are being so manipulated on every single issue. My God! How do you do it? How do you get up in the morning? You just keep your mind a total blank. How do you deal with your children? How do you deal with your spouse? You fools. Just left and right with these Republican operatives barking at your hind legs. And you just go whatever way. The Christian Coalition, flood your churches with these half-assed, half-witted, so-called political questionnaires. Every election, just manipulate you into voting against your own best interests over and over and over and over again. And why do y'all do this? Oh, that's right. Your religion tells you that if you tithe to your disgusting churches and you pray the right prayer of Jabez or something, you're going to get a bigger SUV, right? And a kidney-shaped swimming pool behind your house instead of an oblong one, right? God, you people are disgusting. But you keep doing it. You keep doing it. Huh? It must be fun. Something is being satisfied inside you people. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's your self-righteousness. Maybe it's the very thing that the real Jesus said was disgusting and contemptible and he condemned to hell. Hoo-hoo! Guess what? So anyway, this whole thing is going on off stage, and it's just fascinating. Fascinating what these people are doing. And they use Dobson, and they use, focus on the family, and focus on your mama, and focus on your radio, and focus on the queers, and focus on the abortions, and focus on this, and focus on that, and just move you and move you left and right and up and down and milk you like a bunch of cud-chewing cows. And where does some of your money go? Goes to train snipers in Israel. How about that? Well, that's cool, because the Christian conservatives know that those bullets will drill into the heads of Muslims, Arabs. And all those Muslims have to be driven out of Israel so that Jesus will come back. And then you Christians can go over there and kill all the Jews. My God, I am so thankful I am an atheist. All right. That story's been sticking in my craw. And that stuff is blowing by me, too, because I'm focused on the same headline-grabbing stuff that you are. In the meantime, this investigation into the Abramoff DeLay crime syndicate, oh, my God, it's astonishing. It's astonishing how huge it is. This octopus of corruption that's separate from Cheney's octopus of corruption, that's separate from all the other octopi of corruption. This is Abramoff and Scanlon's and DeLay's own private octopus of corruption. Oh, Ralph Reed, too. Let's not forget that smarmy little rat think.
Hi, I'm Ralph Reed. I kind of look like a girl boy or a boy girl. Keeps you confused, doesn't it? What would Jesus do? I want to be Lieutenant Governor of Georgia. Aren't I cute? I'm going to have a questionnaire in every church in Georgia right before the election that just simply states my position. Do you want queers teaching your children? You don't? Well, then vote for me. Do you want queers running your delicatessens? You don't? Well, then vote for me. Do you want queers being allowed to marry and doing their queer thing? Oh, you don't? Well, then vote for me. I'm Ralphie Reed.
I never voted for Richard Pearl. I don't care what it is, I will step right in it. Before I'd vote for Bill Bennett. They'll take over the world if we let them. They'd like to take over the world, I'm not kidding.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Talk about unsanitary. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. Imagine vacuuming your house wearing a dust mask? Friends, try my hypoallergenic 8-pound Orrick XL free for 30 days. It's 99.99% dust-free. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
A little black dress is always in style, except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsom Blue. Celsom Blue is doctor-recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsom Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsom Blue.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop.
If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 before the hour. All right, we need to do some phone calls here. Let's start with Doug in Staten Island. Doug, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike. Pleasure to speak to you. You know, you cover just so much information. You're an El Dorado of information. It really is important, I'm telling you, that we get this information. But, you know, it's funny, a point you were just talking about, Mike, with the religious right and what they, you know, what the Republicans think about their wackiness. I think it's basically something that started and just kind of like transmuted. You remember Richard Vigneri, the guy who started the...
Richard Vigneri, yeah, the guy that came up with the idea of the mailing list, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, he's basically incorporated not only the religious right, but this Reagan revolution that came in, that government is the problem. Now, it's kind of a bubble in Washington, D.C., has nothing to do with you. And people buy into that, and I'll give you two classic examples. I watched a CNN presents when they were talking about the religious right, and it was supposedly a normal, regular, high middle class family, what they described. The husband managed two chemical plants. The mother was at home with a well endowed home and property. She had a pool. She had two kids. They were religious. They seemed like very normal people until all of a sudden you saw their children. You had an 8-year-old girl who is only allowed to play Amazing Grace on the piano. She does providential home schooling history where you have, you know, George Washington kneeling down before the battle and the skies open up and a light comes down and, you know, George Washington sees God and he wins the American Revolution.
Right.
And the little girl says, all I know is I killed Jesus Christ. 8 years old, I killed Jesus Christ, and the only way to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ. The mother's sitting down talking to a reporter, and she's talking about how great and grand and glorious her life is, but she says at the same moment she couldn't wait, if the rapture happened right now in the middle of it, that she would be taken up to God. And then I watched the other day as the House of Representatives was trying to undo the takings clause of the eminent domain that the Supreme Court just passed for New London for local properties to use economic gain to basically condemn people's property. And all the people I was calling, I was watching them, the ones from the Midwest, the ones from the South, they were calling up and saying, I'm against this bill because this government has no right to do this. And they all had different stories. The bill, which was supported by Democrats and Republicans, was to say that local communities could no longer do this, and if they did, they were going to lose all their federal money for 2 years. The guy hosting it kept repeating, all right, this is what the bill will do. The bill will stop what happened, what the Supreme Court did. Then all these people came on and said, I hate what the Supreme Court did. They have no right doing that. I'm against the bill. So they were completely, you know, they had things so backwards, and I was just watching this.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
This went on for about an hour and a half, Mike.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, they are dumb as dirt, and I'm an educator, Mike, and when I see things like 3 out of 4 kids think that the First Amendment says you can't burn flags, and 52% of them say that the press should not be allowed to publish stories without getting approval of the government, and only 87% of them said you should be allowed to say what you think without first getting approval from the government. I mean, it just drives me mad.
Yeah, I think being a teacher right now, especially if you have if your student body is drawn from families who are these religious wackos who still send their kids to public school, it must be hell. It must be just absolute hell.
Well, the problem is that they want to incorporate them into nice little meddlesome, you know, unmeddlesome spectators of government. Just be quiet, listen to the commercials, and buy what we tell you to buy. And there are superior people that can handle this.
Yeah.
So just you know, don't be too meddlesome. Just be quiet and just listen to what we tell you. And this is what we've sold the kids. We don't spend time telling them about their civic responsibility and what democracy is. And that it's, what did John Dewey say? It's the media's responsibility to interest the public in the public interest. And they don't do their jobs. And we call them the mainstream media. And they're really the extreme media.
That's
their
true.
Bottom line is producing money for their investors. They don't bleed red. They don't bleed red, white, and blue. And if these people on the religious right would look behind the people who are sponsoring these programs that have got them such an uproar, you know, on Channel 5, Fox News, and so on, you'll find that these porno channels, these cable channels, they're all by these multinational corporations. Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
I saw a website recently, and I remember on Channel 13 on the News Hour, Antella Fleming, she did a little thing about what a couple of the websites, and you know what they were talking about on the websites? The main problem for their clergy and ministers and such was pornography.
Okay.
They were having a problem with their ministers, and there's big concern that a lot of these ministers and all over the country now, they're springing up, that their main problem seems to be getting into pornography, getting, you know, pornography sites, and you know, there's so many of them doing the "I have sinned," you know, kind of thing. And people, they just don't understand it, and they're willing to be manipulated. And
well, that's the part that drives me crazy too, Doug. I got to leave there. We're coming up on a break. Listen, thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay, well, thank you, Mike, and continue educating us, please.
Well, I'm just part of the tribe that gathers here at night. Thanks a lot, Doug. Man, it must be hell. It must be pure, unadulterated hell trying to be a school teacher these days. I don't understand what the Christian right wackos get out of being labeled wackos by the very people that they put in office over and over and over again. I can't remember ever hearing Democrat politicians, I'm sure it must have happened sometime, but hearing Democrat politicians refer to religious people as wackos. It's always, well, I do it. But it's always the Republicans, isn't it? Isn't that interesting?
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Oric XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Oric XL.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet, but it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estroven. Estroven is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estroven now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estroven. Use as directed.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jennifer Polsoni. Tens of thousands of protesters marched through Mar del Plata, Argentina, at the opening of the Summit of Americas Friday. It was mostly peaceful as they carried signs and shouted, "Get out, Bush," as President Bush joined his Central and South American counterparts for the meeting. Late in the day, a small group of protesters broke from the group and set fire to a bank and other businesses and battled riot police with rocks. While energy and security are on the agenda, President Bush's push for a free trade area is facing stiff opposition. Many in the region argue free trade would end up benefiting large American corporations and do little for South American poverty. China and other parts of Asia have reported additional major outbreaks of bird flu among poultry in those nations. For China, it's the fourth major outbreak in a month. Some human deaths have been reported, but the strain has apparently not yet evolved to the point it can be passed from one human to another. The parents of a missing American soldier in Iraq, who complained loudly that the Pentagon was ignoring their request to be kept up to date on the search for their son, finally received a briefing from the Army Friday. Army Reserve Sergeant Keith Maupin of Ohio was captured in April 2004 after an ambush. In the next 3 months, insurgents twice released videotapes, one which stated the sergeant was being held, the second claiming to show the execution of an American soldier. The Army has insisted that it could not confirm Maupin's fate. Before Friday, the parents complained the only information they could receive came from reporters. The U.S. House of Representatives Friday voted in favor of a bill seeking to cut off aid to any country that refuses to extradite suspected police killers. The legislation is sponsored by Colorado Republican Bob Beaupre.
When we're talking about something as egregious as an assassin for a cop killer, I think we've got every right to bring these people back here and let justice be served.
Beaupre introduced the legislation after last May's shooting death of Denver Police Detective Donnie Young. The suspect in the shooting is Raul Gomez Garcia. He fled to Mexico, where he was captured. Gomez Garcia remains in a Mexican jail. The Mexican government does not allow extradition if the suspect faces life in prison or the death penalty. The first chapter in the legal battle over Oregon's referendum to ban gay marriage has ended, with a county judge upholding the constitutionality of last fall's vote. The referendum was approved by voters in November. A gay rights group challenged the results, saying they ended up in an illegal change in the state's constitution. But the judge ruled the change was within the state limits. The ruling is expected to be appealed. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomypc.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03 and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Let's go back to your phone calls. I see a lot of people bailed out because I very seldom get to the phone calls. Well, this whole hour, we're going to take your calls. 866-303-2270 is the number. 866-303-2270. So if you want to give it another shot, let's rock and roll. Malcolm is calling from Columbia, South Carolina. Malcolm, welcome to the program.
Yes, Michael. Nice to be on the show, and I want to tell you how much I appreciate what you do. I mean, you articulate on the air exactly how I feel.
And well, that's good. That's good, and I appreciate
you.
I'm glad you tune in.
You're like medicine. But at any rate, I was in Buenos Aires, Argentina, over the summer, and the place, the first stop that the president stopped off was a place called Mar del Plata.
Right.
And it's a little coastal town about 200 miles south of Buenos Aires.
Yeah, that's where this conference is being held.
Exactly
right.
Right. And but I speak, you know, some rudimentary Spanish, and you know, the whole time I was there, one of the first things that came out of my mouth was like, "Look, I didn't vote for Bush. You know, he doesn't represent me. You know, it's like I felt like I had to apologize a lot of the time." Mm-hmm. And you know, the people there are beautiful. And very receptive. And, you know, I've lived outside the country a lot. I used to live in Hong Kong as well. And, you know, when you live outside the country, you just get a different perspective.
Right.
And, you know, so much provincialism and ignorance is so pervasive in this country. It's scary. And I guess basically I just sort of wanted to make this comment, this observation. you know, it's like, you know, people can't see the forest for the trees. They're so in this mix and watching what they see on television, mm-hmm. they, and you say it, you know, they're just blinded. And I, you know, the sense of rage that I have and outrage, you have it. And thank God you say it on the air, because prior to this show, Air America, I was really depressed.
Yeah, well, me too, you know, until this network got put together and I can listen to other people on this network who...
I tell you, it gives me hope. It really does.
Yeah, me too. Because, you know, in my career, I've always worked for regular radio stations where, you know, I was usually the token left-winger, the token liberal, or the
right.
Democrat, or whatever. So now, I've said this before, during the day, when I'm cruising around Atlanta, I can listen to talk radio that appeals... to my sense of justice and morality,
right.
and not this right-wing crapola that's out there.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. And, you know, I'm getting my doctorate, you know, I'm at the campus here in Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, you know, the students around here, this is, again, my observation, there's just no sense, they're not engaged. There's no outrage. You know, they seem complacent. And, you know, I just want to shake them sometimes and say, you know, come on.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's basically it. You know, I was just in Buenos Aires and I had a great time there. I was doing some research and, you know, talking to those people and, you know, that whole culture is so different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here's these protests that they got going on down there. And I wish, man, why don't they have, that should be happening here.
Yeah, it should. It should be happening here every single day of the week.
Indeed.
Every minute of the day. All right.
But now, listen, that's fine. I'm so happy I talked to you. And listen, you know, you have a kindred spirit in Radioland and me.
Well, thanks, Malcolm. I appreciate you checking in. You take care.
All right, Mike.
All right, sir.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Good to hear from you. John is calling from Okinawa, Japan. John, can we bring up John? Welcome to the program, John.
Hi,
Hey,
Mike,
how are
you doing? Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Great. Hey, I'm listening to you on streaming audio. I love your show. I listen to it as often as I can.
Thank you.
And I just want to thank you for what your radio show, the way you present the truth in what's happening to our country. And I hope that people, our civilian community, will get rid of the current fascist system that runs our country.
Are you military?
Yes. Yeah.
U.S. military?
U.S. military, yeah.
I just heard that the U.S. forces in Okinawa are going to be considerably reduced, and hopefully a lot of you folks will be coming home. Is that true?
I think so. There's going to be some changes here.
Mm-hmm.
The Okinawan people are, you know, justifiably, they kind of wonder about why there's so many Marines here.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, John. I'm very impressed that you're listening via the Internet and called from Okinawa. Thank you. I appreciate it. Take care, okay?
Yeah. Hey, Mike, can you lead the crusade to get Rush Limbaugh off our American Forces radio network?
I wish I could, John. I wish I could. But, you know, he's been on for a number of years now, and apparently the U.S. military feels that he is safe. If they put somebody like me or Randy Rhodes or... Sam Cedar or Ed Schultz, somebody like that on Armed Forces Radio, I guess they're afraid that the U.S. military would go into a rebellion state and refuse to defend the United States, or something insane like that. Who knows?
Yeah, hey, Mike, did you hear Randy showed a couple days ago? She was talking about like Libby and the book that he wrote.
Yes, I did hear that, and we were going to mention some of it, too, but I thought, no, Randy did such a good job, there's no point in me going over it again.
Yeah, just unbelievable, the kind of people that we have running our government. And
it is indeed. All right, well, John, take care. Watch your back, okay? John? I guess he's gone. All right, thanks, John. Those international calls are a little bit hard to gauge because there is a delay, at least a second or two in transmission time. That's what gets me about watching, you know, when you're watching cable television, they're interviewing somebody who is halfway around the world, and the question ends, and it's about a 2 or 3 second lag before the question ends in the ear of the person half a world away, and the same thing applies here, I'm sure. Kelly is calling from Washington. Kelly, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I am actually, it's pretty funny, I am also as well military up here in Oak Harbor, Washington. First, I'd like to thank you for the unique way that you put out the truth. It's entertaining and wonderful to hear finally somebody on my side, especially wrapped around the Republicans all around me.
I hear that. Are you in U.S. Army?
No, I'm in the Navy.
Navy. And I guess our caller from Okinawa, that would pretty much be Marine, right?
Yes, I believe so. There's some Navy people there as well.
Yeah.
Wherever the Marines are, the Navy's there too.
Right.
Well, the reason for my call is to see if you've seen the new Zogby poll out that says that 51% of voting Americans think that if Bush should be impeached if he lied going to war with Iraq.
Yeah, I've been seeing that for the past a week or so, and the question immediately pops into my head is, what do you mean if? I mean, what does it take for people to understand that we were lied into a war?
Absolutely.
I just don't get the if part. Is it going to take a confession from Bush?
Probably. I imagine so. People just don't. That's the problem that I think mainstream media is. There's always that if. They're too afraid to say it's so.
Yeah.
And do you think that also, I'm sorry, do you think that the House of Representatives, this House of Representatives, will be able to bring up an impeachment or...
Oh, they could, but the Republicans, I've said many times, the only way the Republicans would ever bring up articles of impeachment would be if they caught Bush with a dead girl or a live boy in some compromising position. Then they might do it. But no, it's going to take a House of Representatives to indict and impeach, or impeach and indict, and it's got to be Democrat-controlled, and it's going to take a democratically-controlled United States Senate to convict. And then run these bastards out of town. They have no business. Bush and Cheney have no business being in positions of authority in this country. There are thugs, killers, criminals, sneaks, highwaymen. They need to be run out of town.
Is there any statute of limitations or anything like that? Or?
Well, they have to be in office. I don't know about criminal charges. I guess criminal charges can be brought against president, vice president, but I don't know if they need to be out of office or whatever. Hey, listen, Kelly, watch your back. Take care, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right, sir. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
The Supreme Court, you and good old Kenny Boyle. Versus we the people of the USA. Well, you got your war, just like dear old dad. Another kid's crusade to kill un-Americans. Will your war on terror finally be won?
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates days, withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNYTIMES.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID, and bam, they now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Reggie just sent me an article from Saturday's Washington Post. Tomorrow's Washington Post? Well, if you're here in the East, it's today's Washington Post. But Saturday's Washington Post, the headline is, Bush orders staff to attend ethics briefings. I'm serious. Here it is. Go to WashingtonPost.com. You'll see it. It says, President Bush has ordered White House staff to attend mandatory briefings beginning next week on ethical behavior and the handling of classified material after the indictment last week of a senior administration official in the CIA leak probe. According to a memo sent to aides yesterday, that would be Friday, Bush expects all White House staff to adhere to, quote, the spirit as well as the letter, end quote, of all ethics laws and rules. As a result, quote, the White House counsel's office will conduct a series of presentations next week that will provide refresher lectures on general ethics rules, including the rules of governing the protection of classified information, end quote, according to the memo, a copy of which was provided to the Washington Post by a senior White House aide. The senior aide said Bush decided to mandate the ethics course during private meetings last weekend with Chief of Staff Andrew Card and counsel Harriet Myers. Myers' office will conduct the ethics briefings. Karl Rove is among those aides who must attend. The memo states, quote, there will be no exceptions, end quote. Oh, for Christ's sake. I mean, you said, well, what? Oh, my God! Gee, what's the rush? Weak and stupid? It's only been 5 years. Why bother with ethics now? I wonder if Cheney will have to attend. No, this is for White House aides. All White House staff. Oh, give me a break. Oh, God!
the memo went out that everybody is, and we send a copy to the Washington Post because that way we know that everybody will know that we are a good, honorable, moral Christian administration who insists on ethics. We just insist on it.
I guess that's like mandatory sensitivity training, right? When someone's accused of sexual harassment in the workplace, something like that. Oh, these people are just disgusting. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you very much, Mike.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, that article you just read, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. You know what that reminds me of? That's like giving Charles Manson anger management class.
Yeah, there you go. It is indeed. Yeah, just get on your computer. Go to WashingtonPost.com. There it is.
Well, Walmart sees things in computer. I got two things. First of all, on Walmart, I know people often call up and they ask what is the solution. I actually have a very simple solution for Walmart. It's the same one you yourself engage in.
Don't.
Very simple answer.
Yeah, don't buy there.
Exactly. Just do not shop there. I mean, because at this point, and this might be available, I have the print edition, this might be available on the internet too at www.newsday.com, article about Walmart's labor practices, they have different cases that open. They have, out in California, there's a lawsuit accusing the company of denying employees meal breaks and infects as many as over 100,000 current and former employees at 186 Walmart and Sam's Club stores.
Oh, yeah, this is a real evil corporation.
Yeah.
It's no question.
Yeah, and on overtime, there's an Oregon jury award that awarded 87 Walmart workers about $2,000 each in overtime last year that they were denied. So, I mean, I think we all know how bad Walmart is, and, of course, the low wages. I mean, Paul Krugman a couple of months back, I don't have that article in front of me, but I remember the subheading of his column on the whole subject of Walmart, and he made fun of their slogan, low prices always. He said,
yeah.
Low wages always, and that's the
bottom line. Yeah, I read
that.
Yeah, I saw that one, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the answer to Walmart, simply not the shop there. But there was something else that caught my attention in today's New York Times. There was an article, Italy's top spy names freelance agent as source of forged Niger-Iraq uranium documents,
right,
on these forged Niger documents. And what this is about is how the FBI, and I found this very troubling, that the FBI has confirmed that it had shut down its two-year investigation into the origin of the forged documents. And I should say they traced the origin back to someone described in the article as an Italian occasional spy named Rocco Martino.
Mm-hmm.
What bothers me is that there's no follow-up being done here by the FBI, that they're shutting the investigation down without investigating the Bush administration's role regarding these documents and asking questions like when did the Bush administration first get these documents, when did they first find out they were forged, and the whole way the Bush administration handled and misused the information to help lie us into the war in Iraq.
Yeah, we talked about this the other night, and I know what you're talking about. There's no follow-through on any of this. I'll keep you on for another minute, Jerry, but I got to take a break, all right? We'll take a break, we'll come back, and we can chat for another minute, and then I need to move on. Thanks a lot. Stay with us.
Okay.
I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Yeah.
Sorry I'm late.
Hey, look at you. You look good, girl. What'd you do? Botox? A young boyfriend?
No, same old face, same old husband. But we did get a new bed.
A new bed did all that?
It's not just any bed. We got the Tempur-Pedic mattress. It's fabulous. I haven't slept this well in years. The Tempur-Pedic molds and contours to every curve of my body, so no more tossing and turning, no more back pain. You know, I wake up feeling great, really refreshed and relaxed.
So why were you late?
I didn't want to get out of that bed.
The extraordinary Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the only bed recommended by more than 25,000 sleep professionals worldwide. The Tempur-Pressure Relieving Material is changing the way the world sleeps. Call 1-800-805-3511 for a better sleep video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. That's 1-800-805-3511. It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. 1-800-805-3511.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. After a horrible previous week, the unashamed George Bush charged full speed ahead with his radical agenda Monday, nominating arch-conservative Sam Alito to the Supreme Court. Will Bush ever learn? Or, more to the point, will the Democrats learn to win elections? Sure, Bush's poll numbers are at record lows, and half the Republican leadership seems to be indicted or under investigation. But the Republicans are still in power. And until Democrats convince voters that they have a better plan, we'll all be reaping the Republican whirlwind. Earth to Democrats, don't rely on Republican scandals or 10-point programs to win you elections. If Democrats want to win, they need to actively woo voters by articulating superior positions and running authentic, appealing candidates. That's the only thing that'll win elections and put Democrats in the position to determine the national agenda. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere. And they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere. And people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
Oh, yeah? Okay. 26 before the hour. Back to Jerry. Real quick, Jerry, finish it up for me, pal.
Yeah, thank you very much for giving me extra time. Yeah, there are at least two very important reasons why we progressives cannot let our attention and focus fade away from this issue of the forged Niger related documents. And I mean, first of all, we all know, and we should never forget, that these forged documents, these forged Niger documents, are one of the many things that the Bush administration used, but one of the primary things it used to help lie and scare us into this war in Iraq.
Right.
With those infamous words about Saddam Hussein seeking uranium from Africa in the State of the Union message by Bush. And secondly, Joseph Wilson telling the truth about these phony baloney Niger documents, Joseph Wilson telling the truth that they were forgeries and phony, was the main reason that he was smeared, and his wife was added as a CIA operative, and she was added as a CIA operative in a way that not only placed in jeopardy our national security interests, and not only placed her life in jeopardy. You know, if she was abroad, she could have been killed. But her contacts as well, their lives were placed in jeopardy. And in addition, other innocent Americans could have been, and her contacts, not only were her contacts and her life placed in jeopardy, but other innocent Americans could have been placed in jeopardy.
Right.
As well,
you're making a case that we make all the time, Jerry. Yeah. You make it, I make it, most people who still believe in this country make it.
And are you aware of the Buckley case where a Mr. Buckley was simply suspected by his Iranian hostage takers of being a CIA agent? They had no proof of it. They merely suspected it. They merely suspected that he was a CIA operative or agent, and they killed him in cold blood. Are you aware of that case in the 1980s?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, back in the 80s. I am aware of it. Jerry, I got to move on. I appreciate
what
you...
I thank you for letting me make
those
points.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. I appreciate you checking in. Yeah, people die when Cheney and... Libby and the rest of these thugs decide, oh, let's screw over this man. Let's out his wife. Bastards. Jay is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Jay, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Jay.
What's going on?
You are.
All right. I had a couple things to say. First off, you know, my age is kind of relevant. I'm 20 years old. I just turned 20, right?
Uh-huh.
And I guess the main issue I wanted to address, right, is the pinch of my generation right now, of, you know, guys like me who are independent at this point and are forced to work minimum wage jobs due to, you know, our buddy Bush's great new policies. And, you know, the pinch we're facing right now, like, to join the armed forces pretty much, you know, right now that's one of my main options. I mean, I'm totally against the war. I know all the BS that has been fed to us, how it's based on lies and everything like that, you know. And the fact of the matter is, you know, I can't afford housing right now. You know, I can't afford food. You know, I can't, they're not handing out food stamps like they used to anymore, you know, and that's one of the main options I have right now, you know.
Yeah, and if you decide to do that, just you sound pretty clear-headed about why that's one of your main options. Make sure they tell you the truth. If you join the military, you are going to go to a combat zone, either one we're involved in now or one that Bush and his criminals will create in the next few months. You will be shot at, and exactly. you may die. So as long as you're clear on that. Now, there are other options for you. You know that. There are other options. I don't know your situation, but I don't think anybody, man or woman, age 20, is backed into a corner. You know, you do have options. I know it's rough. I know when you look around, Jay, at you know, what's available in terms of work, you're not going to believe this, but when I was 20 and married and had a kid, I kind of faced the same thing. What the hell am I going to do? I didn't have a whole lot of training, hadn't completed any education to speak of, and it was scary, and it was bizarre, and it was weird. But the last thing I would have done back then, and there was no war going on back then, the last thing I would have done was considered the military as an option, because I knew that eventually there would be a war and my ass would be shot up, and or I'd have to kill people. And I'm just not into killing people, at least not in foreign lands. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand 100%, Mike, you know, and, you know.
All right, well, you do have options. That's what I'm saying. You do have options.
Yeah, and, you know, it's the fact of the matter is, too, is, you know, I'm on felony supervision for a mistake I made a few years ago, you know, and with the, you know, narcotics drug policy, the way
right.
You know, I'm forced, I can't get a job anywhere. I've applied at about 35 places.
Oh, man. So you got popped for what, reefer or what?
Yeah, popped.
So it's on your record, and you're screwed.
Yeah, and the great thing they say is, you know, your criminal background is, there's no way they can discriminate against you due to what you have, but they send your background report in the same envelope that they decline your job with, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah, this, all right, this does pose a problem because,
you know, and, you know,
this is
right now, Mike.
Yeah, this is America 2005. If you got busted for pot, for God's sake, well, obviously you're a committed criminal, and you're gonna. Next thing you know, you're gonna be raping nuns and murdering priests, right?
Oh yeah, well yeah. I mean, I've already killed so many of my friends now. You know, with an enraged reefer madness, right? You know, it's ridiculous, Mike.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, Jay. I don't have any solutions here whatsoever.
I guess part of it was I'd like to just let people know that this issue is going on, though. You know, there's lots of young guys right now. I mean, I know I could name four or five off the top of my head that are in the same situation. I know one guy who did that and died, you know. He never came back, Mike. And,
all right, well, what are you thinking about doing?
I don't know. I mean, I want to try to get into a non-combative, you know, maybe try to get in the Coast Guard or something like that, but I honestly don't think they'll accept me, you know, the way it is. I know for a fact that the Army will, you know, at this point, they're accepting anybody. As long, if you got a felony, all you need is a GED, and they'll let you go die.
Right.
But, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. I just wanted to get that point across that this is going on, you know what I mean? And one other thing I would like to tell you is, I'm not sure if you know this or not, but a lot of young people are listening to you. I don't know if you know. But you are one of the few people on the air that actually says it how it is. You know, you let your emotions flow, and that, a lot of young people dig that, man. I mean, you let it flow.
Right. Yeah. I hear what you're saying, but I just need to come back to what you've got in mind, Jay. That's got me concerned now. Okay.
Yeah.
About what?
I don't know, Mike. I mean, there's not that many options right now.
Do you have roommates? You stay at home? What's your living arrangement?
Well, you know, I was in a state sponsored housing, actually, is where I was at, and they booted me out of there.
Why did they do that?
Well, they can only hold you for X amount of days, you know what I mean?
Oh, I see. You were, like, incarcerated.
Well, no. Oh, I had been incarcerated, yeah, for about a year over pot. And.
Well, where do you live now if it's okay to say it? I mean, I don't mean your address, but, I mean, what's your living situation now? Where are your parents?
Well, you know, I'm going from friend to friend right now is what I'm doing.
Okay, can I ask where your parents are?
Yeah, they live in Wisconsin also, but you know what I mean? Right now, they aren't in a situation to house me either.
Well, I kind of meant not where they are physically, but where they are about what you're facing. You are their son. And I understand you're 20 and you're a man and so on and so forth, but I just wonder where they are in regards to the situation you're in.
They're supportive. You know, they said, you know, they said they could put me up for a while, but you know, not for long. I mean, they said they could put me up for a while, you know, but they can't keep me in there forever. You know, I mean, it's not like they're not rich neither. They can't, you know, they're working their jobs too.
Yeah.
They're both working, and you know, the way it is now, they're not making a bunch of money either, you know, and they can put me up for a while, but I need to support myself at the bottom line because they're having trouble supporting themselves.
Are there any programs available in Madison, or I should say in Wisconsin, for people, young people like you, who got involved in a drug situation, and any state-sponsored? I realize money is tight now because Bush has to make sure his rich supporters are paid off, but is there any money?
They're giving these tax cuts to these people.
I know, but are there any programs available that you have discovered through the Department of Corrections or through the state unemployment offices where you can get training and get some kind of a waiver on your record? Have you checked that out?
Well, I don't have access to the internet, which is what I really need to figure this stuff out, I think. But
can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Go to the state unemployment office, whichever one is near you.
Right.
And just go in and say you want to talk to somebody about your situation and tell them you were popped on a marijuana charge and you're desperate to find work or any programs available. Hold on a second. Just hold on a second, Jay, while we do this break. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
Outside of a small circle of friends. Smoking marijuana is more fun than drinking beer. But a friend of ours was captured and they gave him 30 years. Maybe we should raise our voices, ask somebody why. But demonstrations are a drag, besides we're much too high. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800 because life doesn't rewind. Action. The Anti-Drug.
Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your amplifier and hear even a whisper.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
The program tonight was engineered in New York by Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac and Stan Stolpiak. Thanks, guys. D. Neal answered your calls and maintains our blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Thanks, D. And to Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch, Mark Marshall, Jim in Arkansas, and our militant mods at MikeMalloy.com. Thanks to everybody for the program tonight and all this week. Our executive producer is Catherine Bay. Don't forget, I'll be at the University of Georgia Student Learning Center at 4 p.m. tomorrow as a guest of the Stonewall Democrats at the University of Georgia. Stop on by and say, hey, we're going to raise some kind of hell. I don't know what. All right, back to Jay. All right, Jay, if I could make a suggestion to you?
Yeah, Mike.
And I don't know if this will work. I have no idea. But and maybe you've tried it. But if you haven't gone to the Wisconsin State Employment Bureau or whatever it's called in Wisconsin and sit down with a counselor and explain your situation and tell them you need work. You're 20 years old. You want to go to work.
Right.
The other thing, you say you don't have access to the internet, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think I could probably go to the library or something, maybe get on it or something, but, you know, I could try that.
Well, you might take a look there, and you also might check out the Peace Corps, peacecorps.org, peacecorps.gov. You never know. I just don't want you to feel that you've hit a brick wall, and I think you're starting to feel that way. I think that's one of the reasons you called the program tonight, right?
Yeah, you know, and the fact of the matter is, Mike, it's like the thing that really gets me about it is it's not like I'm a dumb guy or nothing like that. I scored 99th percentile on my testing. You know, I did in three of the four tests I did, you know, for the GED I did. I scored 99th percentile. I'm not a dumb guy. I'm totally employable. I have people skills. I'm articulate and all that other stuff. It's just, you know, you make a mistake a few years ago and you're getting punished for it down the road. I just find it ridiculous. And, you know, it's just, I don't even know. You know, I do.
That's
like
true. That's that. You're absolutely true that it, or correct that it's ridiculous. But that happened. You did whatever the state required you to do. Yeah, it's on your record. Do they not have first offender situations where it can be expunged from your record in Wisconsin?
They do. Yeah, I just didn't. You know, I didn't qualify for it, so. You know, it was a felony count, you know, distribution charge. So, you know, I had, what happened was I had, you know, I didn't make it through school, and I made the dumb decision, you know, that I could go make a few $100 every day selling pot, you know, instead of working this job for $40 a day, you know.
I understand.
Which I regret now, but, you know, I'm still paying. I did my crime. I did my time, you know. It's like I'm still paying for my mistake, though.
I hear you. All right, here's the best thing I can come up with right now, and I'm going to ask you if you'll stay in touch. The best thing I can come up with is two things. First, are you still on probation? Do you have a probation officer?
Yeah.
Okay, a man or a woman?
The woman.
Have you discussed with her possibilities for you?
Yeah, they tell me to keep trying. You know, I was actually turned down by McDonald's.
All right, you need to sit down with her and tell her this. Does she know this? She's got to have information about stating.
Well, I'm not the only one, Mike. I could, you know, I was.
I know, but you're the one I'm thinking about right now.
Okay.
You got to sit down with her, and ask her about what rehab programs are available. That's A. B. If that doesn't work, or whether it does or not, go to the state unemployment division and sit down with a counselor there. And then the third thing. You sound articulate. You sound like a good guy. Maybe what you need to do is check out. Maybe you need a whole new start. And I'm suggesting you get to a computer and check out PeaceCorps.gov. Just check it out. You don't have to do anything, but just
right.
check it out. All right.
Okay. You said PeaceCorps.gov.
PeaceCorps.gov. I have a 26-year-old son who's soon to be 27. He just got married. He's a firefighter. His now wife works for a nature conservancy. They're a nice young couple. When he was 17, he didn't know what the hell to do with himself. He was
right.
Absolutely bored and sick to death of school. So he took off for 2 months and he went to New Zealand and he backpacked around the country. Just did nothing. Just backpacked around the country. He came back. He finished up high school. He came to live with my wife and me in Chicago. He worked at making sandwiches for a catering company. He saved his money, and finally he got serious when he was about 25. Now, granted, he didn't have the situation you've got to deal with, but what I'm saying is when you're young, and Jesus, God, you're young, when you're young, don't feel like you're cornered. I know this thing is a hammer hanging over your head, and I know what it feels like. I mean, I can guess what it feels like. But the one thing you have going for you, Jay, and you've got to understand this, you have oceans of time in front of you to take care of this stuff. So the major thing right now is attitude, and you've got, I don't know how you're going to do it. I mean, I don't know what your strengths or weaknesses are. I don't know who you are.
Right.
But somehow you got to reach inside and find a solid attitude that says, okay, this is what I have to deal with. Now, eventually this cloud will go away, but you're going to have to fight more than the average 20-year-old. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
You're going to have to fight, and whatever you decide to do, you know, keep it real.
Okay.
You know, just keep it real. Don't get into these fantasies like, you know, I'm going to make a few hundred dollars a day.
Right.
But check this stuff out and call me back. Will you do that?
Yeah, I have your number actually written down, yeah.
Check it out. Call me back. Take care, all right?
All right, Mike, watch your back.
All right, Jay, you too.
All right, buddy.
That's it for us tonight. Thanks for participating. I'll see you Monday night. Take care and watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney. Wherever you are.
I'm going straight to hell.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsin Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or